Now I'm going to repeat something we did last Halloween because it's just such a good piece for this occasion. We'll hear the depiction of Lilith by the composer Deborah Drattle, who was born in Brooklyn, New York in 1956. She received her Ph.D. from the University of Chicago and studied composition with Ralph Shapey. From 1981 to 1990, she was associate professor of composition and theory at Tulane University. She has conducted the New Orleans, Denver, and Portland symphonies and has been the recipient of many awards and commissions from such prestigious organizations as the New York Philharmonic, Chamber Music Society of Lincoln Center, Orchestra of St. Luke's, 92nd Street Y, Carnegie Recital Hall, and the Tanglewood and Caramore Music Festivals. After serving for 3 years as the New York City Opera's composer-in-residence, she is currently the director of their Showcasing American Composers project. Here is what the composer says about Lilith. This two-movement piece for orchestra was inspired by Jewish mysticism. It is the tale of Lilith, the female witch who stole children and haunted desolate places. The Hebrew Book of Splendors relates the myth that Lilith, queen of the demons, or the demons of her retinue, do their best to provoke men to sexual acts without benefit of a woman, their aim being to make themselves bodies from the lost seed. The composer goes on to explain the origins of the dark myth. According to a midrash, which is a commentary on Hebrew scripture, a woman was first made for Adam from the earth and not from his flank or rib. This was Lilith, who irritated the Lord of creation by demanding equal rights. She argued, "We, Adam and I, are equal because we both came from the earth." Whereupon they quarreled, and Lilith, bitterly disgruntled, uttered the name of God and fled to embark on her demonic career. I was fascinated by the tale of this female demon. The drama and excitement surrounding this symbol of sensual lust and sexual temptation became the basis for this piece. The first movement, stato ipnotico, hypnotic state, lulls one into a false sense of safety. The she-witch is hypnotizing, seducing, casting her spell, entrancing her audience. The music is soothing like a lullaby. Without warning, the second movement, danza macabra, opens with a thunderous crash, and Lilith, the seductress, appears in all her demonic glory. Composed during the winter and spring of 1988, Lilith was commissioned by Meet the Composer Orchestra Residencies Program for the Denver Symphony. We'll hear it now with Gerard Schwartz conducting the Seattle Symphony.